KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center. At 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic, see them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking action yesterday at the Girls State Softball Championships up in Fort Dodge in Class 3A quarterfinals. It was Davenport Assumption over Boyden Hall Rock Valley in three innings, 15-0. Williamsburg beat Algona 3-1. In the 2A quarterfinals, top seed North Lynn, a 10-0 five-inning winner over Ridgeview. Northeast beat Central Springs 5-4. Louisa Muscatine, a 6-1 winner over Underwood. As the Eagles had a hard time getting started offensively, they had just one hit on the day in that contest, as they were held in check yesterday. 6-1, the Wise of Muscatine with the victory. Also, it was Ogden over Mount Air 5-2 in 2A. In 1A quarterfinals, Collins Maxwell beat Newman Catholic 5-2. Linville Sully over Wayne 9-4. Lisbon 3-0 rather over Newell Fonda. And it was Clarksville knocking off Akron Westfield by a 7-6 score in eight innings. Semis in all classes are set for today now in Fort Dodge. Here's a look at that schedule for today in Class 5A. Fort Dodge will play Ankeny Centennial. Cedar Rapids Kennedy faces Muscatine. In Class 4A, it's Carlisle versus North Scott. Winterset playing Dallas Center Grimes. In Class 3A, Albia faces Mount Vernon, while Davenport Assumption will play Williamsburg. In Class 2A, North Lynn plays Northeast, and Louisa Muscatine faces Ogden. And in the 1A semis, Collins Maxwell will play Linville Sully, and Lisbon will face off against Clarksville. The winners, of course, advance to the state championship games. In high school baseball tournament play yesterday at Principal Park in Des Moines in the Class 3A quarterfinals, it was Norwalk knocking off Clear Creek Amana 4-3. Number 8 seed Marion pulls the upset as they knock off top-seeded Sergeant Bluff Luton by a 3-1 final. Second-seeded Dallas Center Grimes advances with a 1-0 win over Benton Community, and number 3 seed Gilbert, a 4-0 winner over ADM in yesterday's first round. Class 4A quarterfinals set for today in Des Moines as Urbandale will play Waukee this morning at 10:30. Johnston will play Cedar Falls. Dubuque Hempstead faces Iowa City High, and Ankeny plays Pleasant Valley. The semifinals set for tomorrow. The Western Iowa Conference has announced their all-conference baseball and softball picks for this year. On the softball side, Riverside, Underwood, and Trainer each had three first-teamers. Riverside had Kenna Ford, Gracie Blummel, and Ashlyn Amdor on the first team. Ella Pierce, Maddie Pierce, and Aaron McMains of Underwood were all first-teamers. And Alyssa Keller, Stella Umphreys, and Jaden Huseman of Trainer all made the first team as well. They were joined on the first team by Leah Subert of Audubon, Logan Magnolia's Amelia Evans, Missouri Valley's Ashlyn Cook, and Kaylee Jones from AHSTW. Second team selections included Macy Van Fossen of Underwood, Erica Reif of Logan Magnolia, Caitlin Nielsen of Audubon, Sydney Zimmerman of AHSTW, Allie Myers of AHSTW, Tori Castle from Trainer, Emily Kirkhoff of IKM Manning, Grace Pierce of Underwood, Abby Hyatt of Logan Magnolia, Haley Chisholm of Tri-Center, Joanna Sauer of Audubon, Megan Dunn of Logan Magnolia, and Kalia Navarra of Trainer. Also, the baseball first team selections were announced yesterday. Underwood had three on the first team, Blake Hall, Nick Ravlin, and Zach Teton. AHSTW had two first teamers in Sam Porter and Joel Sampson. Trainer likewise had a couple of first teamers in Nate McCombs and Jackson Schumacher. Tri-Center had a pair of first teamers, Caleb Smith and Trevor Carlson. Also, Logan Magnolia had Dylan Kennard and Trey Melby on the first team. Audubon had Gavin Smith and Skylar Schultes on the first team as well. Among the second team picks, Logan Magnolia's Barrett Pitt and Joe Hedger, Trent Koziel and Brett McGee of Tri-Center, Drew Peterson and Christian Martins of Trainer, IKM Manning's Nolan Ramsey, Amos Rasmussen and Max Nielsen, also from AHSTW, Joey Cunningham, Jed Kyle of Missouri Valley, Tyler Boothby of Underwood, and Joel Klucke of Audubon, all were second team selections. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Josh Donaldson homered and drove in two runs in his Target Field debut with Minnesota. Jorge Polanco hit a two-run shot of the Twins, beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 in their home opener last night, a game heard here on KJAN. Homer Bailey pitched five innings for the victory in his first start for the Twins. Polanco's drive capped off a five-run second for the Twins, who began their 60th season in Minnesota. We'll have game two of that series tonight here on the radio, 6:15, the pregame, 7:05 first pitch, Twins and the Cards tonight. Also, Jonathan Scope and Christian Stewart each had a two-run homer in the third inning to lift the Detroit Tigers to a 4-3 win over the Kansas City Royals. Whit Merrifield hit a three-run shot in the top of the third for Kansas City, but the Tigers answered quickly and held on from there. Elsewhere in baseball, Cleveland swept a pair from the Chicago White Sox 4-3 and 5-3 yesterday. Toronto beat Washington 5-1. The Chicago Cubs over Cincinnati 8-5. Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 5-2. Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 8-6. The New York Mets over Boston 8-3. Arizona beat Texas 4-1. LA Dodgers over Houston 5-2. The Angels over Seattle 10-2. Colorado beat Oakland 8-3. And San Diego 5-3 over San Francisco. Well, Major League Baseball has come up with a patchwork schedule for the remainder of the week due to a virus outbreak that sickened half of the Miami Marlins team. MLB suspended the Marlins season through Sunday. The Philadelphia Phillies will remain idled by the pandemic until Friday. The league said that among the more than 6,400 tests conducted since Friday, there were no new positives involving on-field personnel from any team other than the Marlins. But that's not reassuring to players. Milwaukee Brewers slugger Ryan Braun says he's found it difficult to focus on baseball at all during the last couple of days. Braun said MLB players are constantly assessing whether they should keep playing. Benches cleared Tuesday night in the first game between the Astros and the Dodgers since it was revealed that Houston stole signs on their way to the 2017 World Series championship that came at the expense of the LA Dodgers. The fracas occurred after Dodgers reliever Joe Kelly threw high and tight pitches to Astros stars Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa in the sixth inning. The Dodgers led 5-2 after a five-run fifth when Kelly, who was with Boston in 2017 and also faced Houston that postseason, threw behind Bregman for ball four. Chicago White Sox manager Rick Renteria has returned to the team after being isolated for 24 hours with COVID-19 symptoms. He passed MLB's virus protocol and arrived at Progressive Field about an hour before the White Sox played their first road game this season and a doubleheader against the Indians. Renteria woke up Monday with a slight cough and nasal congestion and went to a Cleveland hospital for tests as a precautionary measure. The Kansas City Royals signed former All-Star Matt Harvey to a minor league contract. The Royals announced the move before Tuesday night's game at Detroit. The 31-year-old Harvey has struggled to recapture the form that made him a key member of the New York Mets when they faced Kansas City in the 2015 World Series. Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes is joining the ownership group of the Kansas City Royals. The Royals announced the addition of Mahomes, the star quarterback who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a Super Bowl title last season on Tuesday. Mahomes was once a baseball prospect and was drafted by the Detroit Tigers in 2014. Iowa State has added Ball State to its 2020 home football schedule to replace the canceled Seahawks series game at Iowa. The Cyclones and Cardinals will play September 12th. Ball State was available because its game at Michigan was canceled as part of the Big Ten's decision to play conference-only games. Iowa State beat Ball State 38-0 in 1998, the team's only meeting. The Cyclones will play their first four games at home and eight of their 12 at Jack Trice Stadium. Well, the NCAA is allowing all major college football teams to begin their seasons as early as August 29th. The association confirmed that the Football Oversight Committee had requested a blanket waiver to permit any school to push up the start of its season to the so-called Week Zero. The official start of the season had been Labor Day weekend, with a few games scheduled for August 29th. That was before the coronavirus pandemic put the season in peril and schedules were remade to deal with potential disruptions. Some schools and conferences are working on delaying the start of their football seasons, while others are trying to get a head start. Kansas and Oklahoma from the Big 12 have both recently moved up their opening games against FCS opponents to August 29th. And the University of Iowa Athletics Department announced Tuesday that the men's basketball team has paused workouts for 14 days after two student athletes tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. Following the positive test result, protocol established by UI Athletics and medical staff, including contact tracing procedures, is being followed to ensure the safety of all University of Iowa athletic student athletes and staff. That mandatory protocol also includes isolation for the individuals who test positive and quarantine for those individuals who might have been exposed to someone with the virus. That's a look at sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.